Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Aplik reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Have you been feeling discouraged due to our culture and our politics? Has your concern about the future of our state and nation grown? It's easy to get discouraged and disappointed. It's been a chaotic political season. Watching or reading the news only adds to that discouragement. Discouragement and disappointment are understandable and even right in a way. How could you not be disappointed after there have been two attempts to assassinate a former president just 9 weeks apart? Or after the Republican National Convention updated its platform to soften its protection of preborn children? It's also understandable to be discouraged by the unprecedented withdrawal of President Biden from the presidential race, only to be replaced by the even more radical Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz, who are among the country's most radical pro-abortion, pro-LGBTQ advocates. These events and the sense of discouragement are why our nation needs Christians to unite in prayer now more than ever. With so much political upheaval, you might feel as if, as just one person, you cannot affect change, especially since, as Ephesians 6:12 reminds us, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our battle is fierce. But the reality is, as one person, we can affect change, and that's especially true as we pray. So let's lift up our state and nation in prayer, and here's an idea on how to engage collectively in prayer. We invite you to join Wisconsin Family Council from September 29th through November 5th in praying every day at 9:29 a.m. as we reflect on the Gospel of Mark. In the story recounted in Mark 9, verses 14 through 29, Jesus cleanses a boy from an unclean spirit and raises that boy from death to life. When the disciples ask why they could not cleanse the spirit, Jesus proclaims, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer." The disciples had tried unsuccessfully to purge a demon from a young man. When the father of the young man asked Jesus to heal his son, Jesus responds, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately the father cries, "I believe, help my unbelief." Similar to the story of this young man is our nation. We believe that our culture is being held captive by the spirit of this age, just as the boy was held captive by this demonic spirit. Whether to an individual or a nation, such captivity leads to death by sin under the authority of Satan. Likewise, the same statement Jesus proclaimed in Mark 9 can be true for our land today. We must believe God for who he claims to be, and believe that through faith in his restorative power, God may have mercy on us to restore our land. Just like the father in this story, we must cry out, "Lord, I believe you can heal, restore, and transform our state and nation. Help my unbelief." The key difference between the disciples failing and Jesus succeeding is prayer. Verse 29 reinforces the critical nature and power of prayer. This sort of spirit can be cast out only by prayer. Belief in the possibility isn't enough. We must fervently seek the Lord through prayer. Jesus is our ultimate hope and answer to the problems we face as individuals and as a state and nation. Through relationships with individuals in prayer, we believe God will move in Wisconsin and our nation this year and for years to come. To this end, Wisconsin Family Council staff invite you to join us in prayer every morning at 9:29 from September 29th to November 5th as we pray for gospel transformation in individuals, in our families, our churches, community, state, and nation, and also pray God will appoint those to serve in office who will lessen evil. God encourages us in James 5:16 by reminding us that the prayer of a righteous person has great power. Imagine how much more powerful group prayer is. Of course, as biblical citizens, we must also do our duty by engaging in elections, voting, and being directly involved in our communities. But much prayer is also called for. Please join us before God's throne at 9:29 a.m. from September 29th through November 5th to intercede on behalf of our families, churches, communities, state, and nation. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Jelaine Aplik reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Aplik, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.